If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
Yesterday, a spokesman for the European Space Agency's Mars Lander said,
"We need more information. It's clear that these are not good signs."
Referring to the fact that the Skyhopper Pirelli had descended through the red planet's atmosphere and then stopped transmitting any signals less than a minute before it was supposed to have made a soft landing on that planet. Now today, the agency says it does in fact appear that that Mars lander is lost. The U.S. has its first new nuclear power plant in two decades. The Watts Bar 2 nuclear plant in Tennessee, now live after 3 weeks of intensive testing. It's a project that was in the works since 1973, but was then put on hold for years before construction restarted in 2007. The Tennessee Valley Authority, which operates it, says it will provide electricity for 650,000 homes. Millions around the world are getting ready for an earthquake today. Luckily, a pretend one, as more than 19 million humans have signed up for the Great Shakeout Earthquake Drill. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The British military saying it's keeping a close eye on a Russian aircraft carrier fleet that's moving through the English Channel. That Russian fleet thought to be headed towards Syria. Russia, of course, backs the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in the bloody civil war there. The Democrat and Republican running for the White House now expected to put aside their personal attacks on each other at least for one night at a charity event in New York City. Scott Pringle explains.
They did not even shake hands at the debate last night, but are expected to dine together tonight. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump expected to speak and take light jabs at each other. At least that's been the tradition that dates back decades at this annual Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation dinner. It hosts the main presidential candidates for a night of political roasting. It costs thousands for a seat, with the money going toward Catholic charities.
In the nation's capital, it's nearly time to say bye-bye to Bow Bow, as Nick Bovey explains.
The National Zoo announced Thursday morning that they're starting preparations to ship the three-year-old panda to China. The move will happen within the first few months of 2017. The transfer is part of the zoo's breeding agreement with the China Wildlife Conservation Association. Any panda born at the National Zoo must be sent to China before they turn four in order to enter the country's breeding program. The zoo will announce plans on public celebrations for Bow Bow soon.
And the Cleveland Indians heading to the World Series for the first time since 1997, blanking the Blue Jays 3-0 in Game 5. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be discussing last night's presidential debate, how you can soon be diagnosed with ESD, very scary. I'll have five reasons to include Instagram in your marketing strategy, how to manage your small business invoices. I'll have a creative way for you to achieve more success with cold calls, and I'll tell you why Connor Brewer is my favorite American this week. It's Thursday, October 20th, 2016, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I'll be taking care of business every day.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we do, as always, we get started with a check of the weather. It's currently 71 degrees at 12:05, and the forecast shows that today it'll be mostly cloudy and not as warm, with a high of 72 degrees and a low of 61. There could be a shower late in the evening. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with a few showers throughout the day and evening, with a high of 72 degrees and a low of 47. For Saturday, it'll be breezy with periods of rain and much cooler temperatures, with a high of only 55 degrees and a low of 38. And for Sunday, it'll be sunny, a little warmer, with a high of 61 degrees and a low of 43. And a current check of the financial market shows that the Dow is currently down 26.64 to 18,175.98. The NASDAQ is down 19.85 to 5226.56. S&P 500 down 5.77 to 2138.39. Oil down $1.09 to $50.52 per barrel. And gold is down $3.50 to $1,266.40 an ounce. So you are up to date at this point. And just wanted to welcome you back to the program, as always, as we do every Thursday. It's a chance for us to get together and talk about issues that are affecting businesses large and small, again, here in Flemington, in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, on the national scene as well. There is a whole lot going on the national scene. You really have to look at it, and sometimes you step back and say, you know, is this really happening? And you can make that argument with regards to the debate last night. You could make that argument with everything that's happening in the world when you see what's going on overseas. So there's a whole lot going on, but at least for some, there is some solace, and you can find it simply at the Home Depot.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, it is the most wonderful time of the year, because you know that before you go trick-or-treating, Santa will be appearing in the aisles at Home Depot. And about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, sure enough, all the Halloween decorations came down, and the next thing you know, all the Christmas trees and lights were going up. And sure enough, there were people like scrambling, thinking they were going to get the best deal possible on their inflatable Santas and whatever else, you know, you buy to decorate your home. But it just seems like every year it starts a little sooner, and, you know, by the time you get to Christmas, you know, you're almost burnt out. You're almost done with it. As we do every week at this time, time to recap Tuesday night's The Profit, the show on CNBC. And again, if you're a regular listener of this program, this is part of your required watching to be a listener here. This year, this week, it was the Bowery Cutlery Company in New York City, and this featured a husband and wife that had gotten divorced but maintained a 50-50 partnership in the business. Marcus, at one point, makes an offer of $350,000, and he wanted 40% of the company, and there was a little bit of pushback from the wife saying, you know, if you're going to be partners, let's be partners. So they made it 33 and a third, and the husband in this instance was an absolute jerk. And you were sitting there going, Marcus, cut him out. Just take her and you'll be fine. But it was like they're in the middle of a liquidation sale and this guy's ordering more stuff. And he just didn't seem to get it, what it meant. And at one point, as he does every week, Marcus says, you know, when I give you this check, that means I'm 100% in charge. And the gentleman said, well, what does that mean? And Marcus just said, "Well, you'll see." So throughout the episode, the ex-wife literally worked her ass off, you know, trying to do what was best for the company, had some great ideas on layout, on workflow, things like that. It was just a great thing. What does the husband do? Well, every 2 weeks, or every, was it something like every month, every 2 months, he takes 2 weeks off, just disappears. And even during the rebuild, he was gone for a week on end, went to visit his mother in Florida. And I kept saying, you know, when I was live tweeting, it's at times like these when you got to be put in the 18-hour days trying to make your business successful, and there you go, flitting off to Florida. So in the end, the investment worked out. It looks like everybody turned themselves around, and now, unfortunately, we have to wait until November 15th for the next episode of The Profit. And again, you can always catch those online at cnbc.com/theprofit, but it's a great business lesson. And, you know, so I'm hoping that you'll take advantage of that and listen to or rewatch some of the old episodes. And a lot of times things that are happening in your business, you don't really see them when they're happening. And then you see it happening to another business on TV. And you say, oh, wait a minute, you know, hit the pause button there. This is happening to me. Last week, I mentioned that it looked like Donald Trump had delivered the September or October surprise to Hillary Clinton for his comments made on the Access Hollywood bus with Billy Bush. The fallout from that, in addition to Trump's poll numbers sliding, is that Billy Bush has now been fired by NBC. And Billy was supposed to be the heir apparent to Matt Lauer, should he retire or move on to special assignments or something like that. That's what he was being groomed for. Now, as a result of him egging on Donald Trump, NBC has cut him a nice, healthy severance check. And at the age of 45, Billy Bush finds himself out of a job, probably going to be very hard for him to find any kind of serious news job in the future. And I would venture to guess that because Access Hollywood deals so much with like female stars that he would be welcome. I doubt he would be welcome back into that type of format as well.
To vote for America and America first.
America's destiny is ours to choose.
We will make America safe again.
We join together to get rid of the threats we face.
Jobs, jobs, jobs.
I will be a president for all Americans.
And there you have it. So last night we had the presidential debate, Republican Donald Trump versus Democrat Hillary Clinton. The election is just 19 days away. Now, think about where we've come since last summer when we had 17 Republican candidates, 5 Democratic candidates, and now we are down to 2, Hillary and Donald. And I got to give Chris Wallace, the moderator of last night's debate, a lot of credit because I think he's the only person that finally figured out how to keep these two in line. And whether that was a result of the backlash on social media that people felt or the teasing that they got on Saturday Night Live, it was nice to see that they were just firmly planted by their podiums. For the first half hour, 40 minutes, it really seemed like a debate. Everybody was staying on message and getting their points across, and it was, you know, really good. And then the wheels fell off. You know, questions were asked and answered, and like I said, the wheels fell off and the personal attacks started. Every news outlet today seems to be hung up on Donald Trump not answering would he accept the results of the election. And that's, I'm not really hung up on that per se. You know, I don't mind that he says, well, not yet. I mean, the election hasn't happened. Why would I tell you I'll accept them now? Let's see what happens. Think about Al Gore and the dimpled Chad scenario years ago when he was going up against George Bush. At some point, the loser has to admit defeat. And then there will be that transfer of power. But 3 weeks before the election, no, you don't have to accept defeat right yet. Let's see what happens on election day. So I think that, and I know the news has to report and get hung up on something, but it just seems like they're spending so much emphasis and time on that right now that it's really not the story yet. So let's see how this all plays out. Now, we're going to take our first break of the afternoon. When we come back, we're going to see if you are suffering from ESD, a newly diagnosed disorder that many people in America are complaining about. So we'll talk over that in just a few minutes. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambies, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambies Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambies, purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, and I'm just kind of laughing to myself because after that story about Donald Trump not conceding or saying he won't accept the results until the results are actually in, I got hit on Facebook real quick where a gentleman said, "It's completely different, Jim. Gore was about counting the votes. Trump undermines the fundamental underpinnings of our elections and our democracy." I'm gonna hold my ground here on this one and just say, I don't care what Donald Trump says today. You know, I was taught in basketball, in football, and everything else, the game is not over until there's all zeros on that clock. And so you just keep going. I'm not going to admit defeat if I'm down 48-0. I'm not admitting defeat because I still got time on the clock. Eventually, he will admit it. Is this a story? To me, it's a non-story. It's nonsense. And this whole election has been nonsense all along because nobody wants to focus on the issues. Nobody wants to talk about infrastructure, health care. All they say is, I got a plan. They got nothing. Let's face it. They have nothing. They all just want to get the keys to the front door to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and then they will figure it out. But nobody, not Hillary Clinton, not Donald Trump, nobody has a plan yet. And We're 19 days away from making this decision. At this point, it's just a freaking coin toss. It doesn't matter who gets in because nobody really has a plan. And everything, if you were to write down every promise these people made and then check back in 4 years, it would look completely different. So which brings us up to, do you suffer from ESD? Now, a couple people have already hit me up on Facebook, on private messaging and things, and saying, what the heck is ESD? And it's called election stress disorder. Now, if you think that the presidential election is driving you nuts, you're right. Harry Smith said on Monday's NBC Nightly News, that's kind of a glib way to put it, but the American Psychological Association reported last week that according to a new survey on stress in America, 52% of U.S. adults say the 2016 election is a very or somewhat significant source of stress. The APA dubbed this phenomenon election stress disorder. And the survey conducted by the Harris Poll found that the stress is bipartisan, affecting 55% of registered Democrats and 59% of registered Republicans. Stress levels have almost certainly risen since the survey was completed. Now, it could be how negative the whole campaign is. The discord is particularly heated. We seem to be more polarized, APA Policy Chief Lynn Bufka tells the Washington Post. Also, we can work ourselves up over what the future president could do, and if we get wrapped up in a lot of what-ifs, that can make us really stressed out, too. Senior citizens are the most stressed at 59%, followed by millennials at 56%, baby boomers at 50%, and Generation X 45%. So whatever your age, the APA has some suggestions on how to cope with the Donald Trump-Hillary Clinton grudge match. The first suggestion is maybe the most obvious and least beneficial for the news media, and they say read just enough to stay informed, but turn off the cable news, keep off Facebook and other social media, and limit your news consumption. Take some time for yourself. Go for a walk or spend time with friends and the family doing things that you enjoy, the APA says. Other suggestions include avoiding discussing the election often or violently, working to advance issues you think are important, paying attention to races and issues other than the presidential election, and avoiding catastrophizing because America will probably be fine, and voting. If this doesn't help, Alice G. Walt and Forbes has some other suggestions. You can also, as Smith notes, take an election-free vacation. Now, what is that? Well, there's a hotel in Boston that is actually saying it's going to de-stress you from the election. They've blocked all of the cable news networks. If you ask for a newspaper, they pre-read them and they block out or redact all stories related to the election. You will not be getting any election news at this hotel. And right now, that doesn't sound like too bad of an idea to me. So relax. There's a cure, and it's coming around November 9th or 10th. When the election is over, we'll all get back to normal, and election stress disorder will go away. But the interesting thing that's happening is if you watch Facebook, how many people are defriending each other, people who've known each other for years, over whether they're voting for Hillary or they're voting for Donald. It's absolutely amazing to sit back and watch some of the arguments, some of the hatred and not violence, but, you know, just the anger that is coming through when people trying to promote one candidate over the other. Absolutely phenomenal. So another way to de-stress from all of the election stress is to go to the Flemington Fine Artisans Show, and that'll be this Sunday, October 30th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., That'll be at the Stengel Factory in Flemington, New Jersey. It's a show and sale of exceptional handmade art and craft by outstanding area artists. And again, that's this Sunday, October 30th, 2016, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Stengel Factory, which is on 50 Mine Street in Flemington, New Jersey. Admission and parking are free. And with this is brought to you with support from their community sponsor, Grateful Bites, the bakery, cafe, and restaurant out there on Route 12. And if you need more information, visit www.FlemingtonFineArtisanShow.com. Also, coming up, I believe shortly after the election, but on Thursday, November 10th at Hunterdon Central Regional High School at the Fieldhouse and the Commons from 2 to 7 p.m., it's the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase. The Chamber is celebrating 100 years strong from 1916 to 2016. This is the 28th annual Business and Home Expo. That's going to be 2 to 7 p.m. The restaurant showcase takes place from 5 to 7 p.m. We remind you, buy local, buy Hunterdon. And for more information, call 908-782-7115 or log on to www.hunterdon-chamber.org for more information. All right. Currently 12:24, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Instagram, let's talk about that. I was just talking with a gentleman not too long ago, in fact, yesterday, and he was talking, he was about my age, and I'm 55, and he said, I don't get it. You know, I put an ad out on Facebook, and all of a sudden my business is growing like crazy. And I said, well, that's a good thing. And he goes, yeah, but I don't understand Twitter and Reddit and Instagram and Pinterest and all this stuff. And, you know, so he goes, I feel like a dinosaur, you know, that survived extinction. And now I've come out and there's all these different ways. He goes, I'm used to just a yellow page ad. I'm used to putting an ad in the newspaper every now and then. But now all of a sudden, a couple of postings, you know, boosting the ad, and suddenly everybody is knocking on his door. It's a great thing. So here's five reasons to include Instagram in your marketing strategy. Now, as we know, Instagram is a visual content sharing platform that was founded in 2010. And over the past 6 years, it has accumulated over a half a billion active users. Since Instagram has such a large follower base, it's a great branding tool. So here are some of the biggest reasons that countless brands are using Instagram as part of their digital marketing strategy. The first is you want to reach a growing market. Instagram has steadily gained new users every year since it was founded. There are over 60 million users in the United States alone, which is about 20% of the U.S. population. You can use Instagram to reach all of these users. Now, if you're still skeptical, you may want to read a post from Social Media Week. It said it's full of detailed case studies on Instagram marketing, and here are some of the results from companies that used Instagram to position their brands. Bloom and Wild ran a series of Instagram ads, which helped boost their bouquet orders by 62%. Mercedes-Benz ran some Instagram ads, which increased website visits by 54%. Philadelphia, the cheese company, not the city, used images of their products to raise sales by 41%. Now, if Instagram can help some of the world's largest brands increase sales by 40% or more, then it can do wonders for your business as well. Number two, it's a way for you to better position products with a visual theme. Now, virtually any product can benefit from Instagram marketing. However, Instagram is particularly effective for promoting products with a strong visual theme. Brands in the following industries may notice a significant benefit from Instagram: photography services, jewelry manufacturers, local restaurants, auto dealers, collectible guns, etc. In many industries, customers rely on strong visual cues to make purchases. And since Instagram is such a popular site for sharing visual content, it's an ideal platform for these brands to expand their reach. Number three, there's a growing popularity for business-to-business marketing on Instagram. Now, most brands view Instagram as a platform for marketing to consumers. However, it's also a great platform for B2B marketing. According to a recent infographic from Buzzoid, 90% of Interbrand 100 companies have a presence on Instagram. Almost all of these brands use the platform at least once a week. And you're going to, you know, want to stay updated and current as you do. Don't just make one posting and walk away. Most of these brands use Instagram to broaden their own base. However, it can actually be a great tool for other businesses to reach them as well. There are a number of ways to use Instagram for B2B marketing. Beverly Reinemann recently posted a detailed overview about B2B marketing on Instagram, which encapsulated a strategy that Microsoft used. Instead of giving other people in your industry a behind-the-scenes look at your company, how about using your Instagram updates to inspire your followers? Microsoft did this with their hashtag Do More campaign when they hired a photographer to travel the world and take photos of entrepreneurs using Microsoft products. Highlighting other businesses and entrepreneurs also makes you look good. It gives the impression that you're creating a movement around your brand as opposed to being in a constant selling mindset. Number four, this is perhaps most important when talking about marketing, is that you can use it for free. Many brands have invested in paid advertising on Instagram, and it can definitely pay off. As the case studies from Mercedes and Bloom and Wild show, however, many brands have found that capitalizing off of free organic traffic can be just as beneficial. Now, if you invest in using Instagram regularly, you can build a stronger brand presence and earn plenty of new leads without spending a dime. And of course, the fifth reason, paid ads on Instagram are cheap. Now, when most people advertise online, they usually start with Facebook or Google. And while these platforms are great for reaching targeted leads, they are also very expensive. If you want to launch an online marketing campaign with a more limited budget, you should take a look at Instagram instead. You can purchase traffic for slightly less than you could with other digital marketing platforms. So, some great suggestions there on how to use Instagram for marketing your business. And when we come back, after the break, we're going to talk about how to manage your small business invoices. And don't forget, we're also going to be talking about my favorite American this week, a young man by the name of Connor Brewer. And I think you're going to appreciate his story coming up in just a few minutes. But right now, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We have some bad people in this country that have to go out. We're going to get them out. We're going to secure the border. And once the border is secured, at a later date, we'll make a determination as to the rest.
Donald Trump, during last night's third and final presidential debate, talking about his immigration plan and slamming Hillary Clinton, who called for open borders during a speech on Wall Street. Clinton defended herself, saying she was talking about energy not having borders. Clinton also tried to attack Donald Trump on using steel imported from China, though it's not illegal.
The Trump Hotel right here in Las Vegas was made with Chinese steel. So he goes around with crocodile tears about how terrible it is. But he has given jobs to Chinese steel workers, not American steel workers.
Mr. Trump?
The British military says they're keeping a close eye on a Russian aircraft carrier moving through the English Channel. The Russian fleet thought to be headed towards Syria. Russia backing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad that we get together as we do every Thursday. Time to take a quick look at the weather. We've got a couple of changes coming up. Today it's going to be mostly cloudy, not as warm, with a high of 72 degrees and a low of 61. There could be a shower late in the evening. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with a few showers throughout the day and evening with a high of 72 and a low of 47. For Saturday, it'll be breezy with periods of rain and much cooler with a high of 55 and a low of 38. And for Sunday, it'll be sunny and a little warmer with a high of 61 degrees and a low of 43. I don't know about you, but I have really enjoyed this Indian summer that we just had this week. This summer was so hot, or it was always raining, that my wife and I really didn't get a chance to enjoy our beautiful back porch where we like to, you know, eat meals and then lounge in a little lounge area and then sit by the fire pit and things like that. And it just seemed like all summer long we just couldn't do that. So this week, I got home Monday from work. It was still about 75 degrees. And I said, what are we having for dinner? And she's like, I don't know. We're just going to have leftovers. I said, fine, let's warm them up and get outside. She goes, what? And I go, we're going to eat outside. She goes, we're going to eat outside on October 18th. I was like, absolutely. So that's exactly what we did, you know, and we did it the next night, and I did it last night. So, and then tonight, probably not, but at least, you know, it was good to get it in one last time before pretty soon we have to cover up all the furniture and say goodbye to summer and then get ready for the big fall and winter that will soon be upon us.
The wrong. National debt of the wrong. United States. Absolutely
wrong.
Proved over the invasion of Iraq.
Wrong.
That is over and over again.
Wrong.
He actually advocated.
You're wrong.
No, I'm
Murders
not.
Murders are up.
Yeah.
All right, you check.
New York has done an excellent job, and I give credit.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. Is this like the new winning from Charlie Sheen a few years ago? I have a feeling that we're just going to keep hearing the word wrong over the next couple of months. Wrong. When he said it last night, I almost fell off the couch. Let's talk about business. You know, I feel like Allen Iverson now. We're talking about business. Not a game. Business. How to manage your small business invoices. And dealing with invoicing is no one's favorite job in business, especially when you're dealing with a lot of different clients. Regardless, getting paid is arguably the most important aspect of business, especially for small business owners. It's important to devise a strategy for managing your invoices, and there are plenty of various methods and tools that you can utilize to create an invoicing strategy that works best for you. And here's how to manage your invoices. The first, know your billing cycle. And depending on the job at hand, there may be a few types of invoices that you'll be willing or that you'll be billing your client with. And here are two examples. One is a recurring invoice. When you have ongoing projects with the same client, it's often best to use a recurring invoice. And with these, you and the client will agree upon a billing interval, usually weekly or monthly, and the invoices will automatically bill at the set interval. The client will eventually make this part of their routine, which gets you paid quicker. Then there's the interim invoice, and that's where sometimes a client won't want to pay a lump sum. And if they ask for the payments to be broken up, you must agree upon a billing interval. The intervals are usually based on a time elapsed or when certain pieces of the project are completed. At the end of the project, clients often want to see a final invoice that sums up all prior billing. Another way is to go paperless. And the best way to keep your invoices nice and organized is by going completely paperless. There will be that one old school client who still wants invoices by mail, but you can easily work around that. And here are a few online invoicing services that I would recommend. Do allows you to send an invoice, track time, project management, and credit card payments platform designed to help companies of all sizes with its scalable solution. FreshBooks is small business accounting software that offers features like invoicing, expenses, time tracking, payments, and reporting. QuickBooks is a full-service accounting platform that also provides tools for invoices, online payment, and financial analysis. And PayPal offers a simple and effective invoicing tool that has some customization and provides for online payments from customers and clients. Now, there's a pro guide to getting paid quicker that should help you out as well. You want to obviously avoid delays. And despite being obvious, you'd be surprised in how many people continue to make these same mistakes. Here are a couple problems that can easily be avoided and get you paid quicker. Be crystal clear on the terms. Now, when dealing with a client, it's imperative that you are very clear with your terms. Before beginning any project, you should clearly lay out all terms of the project, including payment intervals, estimated budget, and any other clauses that protect you. Make sure the client signs that agreement so that you have a physical copy. You also want to send the invoice to the right person. Now, when working for a client, make sure you know who is actually paying the bills. Sometimes the person you are communicating with on the project doesn't have access to the company funds. And in that case, be sure to send the invoice to the right person so you can avoid any unnecessary delays or confusion. At the end of the day, you need to choose the best invoicing strategy for you and your business. And when the bills start rolling in, you're surely going to want to be able to manage those invoices. This is a great place to start. So go out and get paid. All right, it's 12:39. I wanted to talk to you about a young man that has done something that I think gets him my American of the Week award. We've all heard, I think, at this point of the protests that were started by Colin Kaepernick of the San Francisco 49ers, that claiming that because of racial injustice in the country, that he would kneel during the national anthem. And then other players joined him. The Seattle Seahawks all lined up arm in arm to show their protest as well. And this has trickled down. The East Carolina University marching band knelt during their performance of the national anthem and got a rousing boo from about 70,000 fans at their opponent's stadium. But there's a young man named Connor Brewer, and he is fiercely loyal to his college football team, but he is also fiercely loyal to the United States of America. So when the Millikan University football team decided to protest the national anthem by remaining inside the locker room instead of on the sidelines, Connor was faced with a decision. Would he join his teammates in their university-approved safe space, or would he stand on the sidelines and honor America? Connor chose to stand on the sidelines alone. Connor declined to be interviewed about his actions out of respect for his coaches and his team. But here's the backstory. On September 24th, several football players took a page from disgraced NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick by taking a knee during the national anthem. The community outrage was apparently so severe that the football team decided to forge a new path. Rather than have our message be misunderstood or misconstrued, we are united in our decision to stay in the locker room until kickoff, during which time we will engage in a moment of reflection to personally recognize the sacrifice of so many and renew our commitment to living up to those most important words with liberty and justice for all, the team wrote in a statement that was eventually published in the Herald Review. So instead of standing alone along the sidelines, or sitting along the sidelines, and showing a little respect for the United States, the football team chose to hunker down in their safe space for some, quote, locker room talk. Now, please, let there be no doubt that we have the utmost respect for the sacrifice made by those who served or do serve in our armed forces, including many of our family and friends, the football team continued. Therefore, it is our desire to do nothing that could be viewed as disrespectful of their sacrifice. The university president, Patrick White, offered up a pile of academic gobbledygook in his defense of the football squad. We all need to listen to voices and opinions different from our own and listen with our hearts and minds awake to difference, White wrote. When the issues involve race and justice and differing contentions of that what patriotism means, all of us can stand more education. Well, I'm fairly certain patriotism does not mean burning Old Glory or spitting on soldiers or cowering inside a locker room while the Star Spangled Banner is being performed, but hey, that's just my opinion. Now, historians may consider the events of October 16th, 2016 as inconsequential, but that would be a shame, because it was on that day that an American citizen considered the cost and chose to defy the anti-American sentiment sweeping across the fruited plain. It was on that day that Connor Brewer of Springfield, Illinois, stood resolute. That young man is an American patriot. We'll be right back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me, you lucky dog, you. It is Thursday, October 20th, 2016, 19 days away from the election. Everybody calm down. Getting blasted on Facebook, getting blasted on Twitter, getting blasted by email. Everybody take a breath. Everybody relax. Go to your happy place. This will all be over in 19 days. All right. Well, with all that in mind, how about a creative way to increase the success rate of your cold calling? Now, depending on the business you're in, every now and then you have to make a cold call, and that could be anything, whether you're in the recruiting industry or if you're just trying to call on a new client. Maybe you got a tip that someone was interested in your particular product. It's a cold call, and it can be very uncomfortable. So there's a creative way to do it, and it's just with using a simple change in your terminology that may make it easier for you to get through and then be able to ease the conversation or maybe even, you know, extend that conversation. And the fate of a cold call is determined basically in the first 7 seconds. And there's four simple words that will increase your cold calling success. And they are very simply, is this a good time to talk? Now, just in case you don't have the time to read or to listen to this whole story, there's five words that will increase the success rate of your telemarketing efforts. Is this a good time to talk? And I know that's more than five words, but most cold calls start with a gross mispronunciation of your name. Definitely not a good start. And they continue with a one-way sales pitch. But doesn't it matter when you're busy? Doesn't it matter whether you have the time? Apparently not to the callers. And very often I'll hang up on those calls while the person on the other end is still talking. After all, they didn't even give me an opportunity to indicate if this was a good time for me to listen to their pitch or not. So how can your cold call message be different? After all, on a voicemail message, you don't even have the opportunity to ask if this is a good time or not because it's a one-way call. So try using the following phrase. Hello, my name is, and put your name there. I'm calling to discuss, tell them what the opportunity is. I hope I'm not interrupting your evening or day, and I apologize if I do. And then continue with the body of your message. So if you're actually making a cold call, make sure the call script starts with, hello, my name is, and I'm with whatever company. is this a good time to talk for 2 minutes? Here you've kind of broken the ice. You're not pitching. You just want to know, is this a good time to call? If you do that, the probability of having the other side staying on the line increases dramatically. And there is science behind it, and a lot of it goes to the work of Professor Robert Cialdini. Now, he says that you've shown the unsuspecting person who picked up the phone that you care about them and that you value their time. They almost feel obligated to you at some extent, at least to hear you out. They feel obligated to treat you right, just like you treated them. Cialdini's reciprocity principle is what it's called. And by the way, if you remember how I started this story, I didn't assume you would have the time to listen to 600 words. I gave you the answer up front. So hopefully, if you do have to make those calls, just be wary of the person on the other end and their schedule and whether or not it would actually be a good time to talk to you at that moment. But give them the option. Let's take a look real quick at where we're going. Okay. I had to update one thing before we could continue on with the next story. And we have to find out what the heck that next story was. Give me 1 second. Okay. How about your business credit score? Now, a couple weeks ago, we did a story on how your personal credit score or how your business credit score could affect your personal credit score. And vice versa, your personal could bring down the business. And a lot of times we said that it was all tied in to one another and that it can have a devastating impact both on your business and on your personal if you try to go get a loan or something like that. So here are 4 secrets to improving your business credit score. And of course, we all know that a good credit score can help your business land contracts and get better terms from lenders and vendors. Now we're going to learn the simple steps that you can take to boost your business credit score. If you're seeking out suppliers, trying to score a contract with the U.S. government, or applying for a low-cost business loan, you've probably heard that your business credit score can have a big-time effect on your chances. So how can you make sure that you look great in the eyes of creditors and those you do business with? It's really common sense. Making late payments or not making any payments at all can seriously weigh on your scores, but there are also a number of proactive steps that you can take to improve your business credit scores and boost your approval odds. Business owners who take charge of improving their credit may find that it actually takes less time to start seeing your business credit score go up than it would to see your personal score rise. Now, what's your business credit score? You can view your free report on Manta and Nav. You can also go to Credit Karma and other services as well. But use the free ones. Don't pay for them. So here are 4 steps that you can take to give your business credit score a boost. Number one, consistently pay bills on time or early. Yes, pay early. If you consistently pay your bills on time, in particular those that report your payment activity to business credit reporting agencies, you'll build good business credit scores. But with some business credit scores, paying early can expedite the process of achieving a great score. The DNB Paydex score, for example, is based entirely on when a business pays its bills. Now, while a score of 80 out of 100 indicates on-time payments, 100 out of 100 indicates that a business has consistently paid before the due date. When it comes to your bills with vendors and suppliers, paying early can be a win-win by boosting your scores and lowering your cost of goods sold. So ask your supplier if they offer any discounts for early payback. A common one is 2-10, where the customer gets a 2% discount if they pay within 10 days of receiving the invoice. Number two, open trade accounts or a line of credit with a vendor or a supplier. Making on-time payments in the name of your business won't have an effect on your business credit score if the payments you're making aren't being reported to business credit reporting agencies or a database like the Small Business Financial Exchange. To establish a credit history for your business, you'll need accounts that report. A line of credit with a vendor or supplier is a great place to start. If you can establish a positive payment history with a handful of suppliers that do report, you'll see your score start to rise. So make sure that you want to find companies that report. And it's simple to ask. Just ask to their accounts payable department, do you report our payment history? If you already have trade accounts, make sure the vendors you are working with do report. And unlike with personal credit, many don't report to business credit agencies. There are a number of major suppliers that do, like Staples, Home Depot, or UPS, where you can establish a trade account and use it to make purchases for your business. Number three, get a business credit card and pay it in full each month. Again, the more accounts you have reporting, the more opportunities you have to show those looking at your business credit reports that you have positive payment experiences. One easy way to get a new account is by applying for a business credit card. You can use it for purchases and make on-time payments on the card. As a bonus to establishing a new account, making purchases on your business credit card will likely earn you some sweet rewards if you apply for the rewards card or apply for a card with a 0% introductory APR and reap the rewards of carrying a balance without penalty for a number of months. And number four, you want to check your reports and then repair any damage. According to the Wall Street Journal, 25% of business owners who checked their business credit reports noted inaccuracies that brought down their scores. Be sure to check everything in your reports, particularly negative or derogatory marks. Even something like your SIC or NAICS codes may affect your score, so you'll want to make sure that it's correct. If you do find mistakes, you're going to need to go through the process of filing a dispute with the reporting agency that reported the inaccurate info. This may require filing disputes with multiple business reporting agencies. Check your business report courtesy of Credit Karma and Manta. Now, how can a solid business score help you? Solid business credit scores can boost your approval odds and lead to lower interest rates on loans. A good score can improve a business's cash flow, be a better trade terms and vendors and suppliers, and even lower commercial insurance premiums. It can also bring in more business if you're considering working with large companies or the government. Improving your business credit scores can save you both time and money in the long run, so it's best to focus on it now rather than later when it's too late. It's currently 12:55. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. So as we saw, there's a whole lot going on in the world this week, this month, with regards to business, and people are getting a little bit nervous. They're having election stress disorder. Many of you listening to the show right now seem to be suffering from that based on some of the comments that you've been making here. So, you know, you have to take it all pretty much with a grain of salt. Somebody's going to be president in 19 days, and then we'll all move on from there. In the debate last night, a lot of good comments about business. You know, when they give the statistics that 60% of jobs are created by small business, hopefully that resonates with folks in Congress and the Senate when they come up with new bills. There is a petition online right now. Now, last week we reported that the gas tax had been signed into law by Governor Christie, and Assemblyman Kip Bateman, who represents Hunterdon County, has introduced legislation to repeal that. So there is a petition going around. You can probably Google it and say New Jersey gas tax petition or repeal petition. And if you're interested, then sign that. It's a two-step process. You give your name, address, and email address, I believe. Click it. Then you're going to get an email back just to verify that it was you. I think as of Tuesday, there were already over 10,000 signatures on that petition. But if you have a business that relies heavily on the cost of fuel, it may be something that you want to support. Particularly trucking, deliveries, things like that. In sports, in NASCAR's round of 12, Kevin Harvick won last week's Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas to advance to the round of 8. This week, the teams head to Talladega for the Alabama 500 this Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Those drivers at risk of not advancing to the round of 8 are Joey Logano, Austin Dillon, Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, and Chase Elliott. In the NCAA football, it heads into Week 8, and the AP Top 10 looks like this. Alabama continues to lead the poll in the number one spot, followed by Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson, and Washington. Texas A&M, Louisville, Nebraska, Baylor, and Wisconsin round out the top 10. In NCAA basketball, Duke is the preseason favorite in the number one spot. NFL Week 7 kicks off tonight with the Chicago Bears taking on the Green Bay Packers. Game time is 8:25 p.m. There is now just one undefeated team left in the NFL. That's the Minnesota Vikings. Questions still remain. Should the 1972 Miami Dolphins be worried? In Major League Baseball, the Cleveland Indians are waiting to see who they will face in the World Series after defeating the Toronto Blue Jays. The Dodgers lost to the Cubs last night to tie up that series 2-2. The winner of that will then take on the Cleveland Indians. The NHL and NBA regular seasons are underway as well, but way too early to start following those contests. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe it's advice that you can use in your life as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, please email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn. on Twitter at JimGano83 or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Make sure you either follow or like that page. I'm Jim Gano, and I am taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need